Hello, everybody. Welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Taste automation has brought huge benefits to software development, but it's easy to get carried away and end up with tastes that are more complex than they need to be. Four common signs of over-engineered tastes are automating absolutely everything, even what's best left manual, setting on too many things in a single test, which leads to flakiness, abstracting test code so much that it's not hard to read or maintain, and constantly switching to the latest automation tool just for the sake of it. The main takeaway is that test automation should make your life easier, not harder. Focus on atomic, maintainable tests that check one thing at a time. Keep your code readable and only automate what truly makes sense. If your tests are reliable and efficient, you are on the right track. There is no need to fix what is not broken. I recently read an article in which the author describes how a VC-backed startup tried to sell a local barbershop a $50,000 enterprise scheduling system packed with buzzwords like Kubernetes, predictive analytics, and multi-region failover. Features that make sense for massive companies, not three neighborhood shops. Instead, the author built a simple AI tool in a day that actually solved the owner's real problem: rescheduling clients quickly when a barber calls in sick. The bigger point is that most small businesses don't need complex, future-proof enterprise solutions. They need tech that solves today's headaches, is easy to use, and doesn't break the bank. There is a huge, mostly ignored market for straightforward focused automation tools that call and text customers, reschedule appointments, or send reminders. For developers, the opportunity is not chasing unicorns, it's building a million simple, effective solutions for a million real-world problems. And for small business owners, the message is clear. You don't need to buy into the enterprise hype to get value from AI. Sometimes the simplest tool is the best one. In an era where software is becoming more industrialized and AI threatens to automate most of our craft, there is something deeply rewarding about building toy programs just for fun and learning of it. This blog post, which I read, argues that reinventing the wheel is not a waste of time. Instead, it's one of the best ways to truly understand how things work. Writing simple non-production code like our own regex engine emulator or even a basic text editor lets you explore the core concepts behind the tools we use every day, and often leads to unexpected insights that carry over into your professional work. The author shares a long list of toy projects ranging from cheap 8 emulator to basic physics engine, each rated by difficulty and time commitment. The key message: keep it simple, avoid over-engineering, and don't be afraid to crash and iterate as you go. You will not only gain practical knowledge, but also reignite the sense of curiosity and creativity that got many of us into coding in the first place. And while AI tools can be useful, there is a real value in wrestling with a problem on your own, because the joy of discovery is hard to beat. The tech industry has long struggled with ageism, and a recent discussion on Hacker News shows it's still a hot topic. Many experienced engineers shared stories about feeling overlooked or even hiding their age to avoid bias in hiring. Some believe that younger managers and teams are more comfortable hiring peers who fit into their culture, often at the expense of older candidates who might bring more experience but also different expectations around work-life balance and responsibilities. On the flip side, others pointed out that experience can be a huge asset. Especially in complex or critical environments, there is Also, a sense that as industry matures, the cohort of older engineers is growing, and their value is becoming more recognized in certain sectors like embedded systems or government work. So here is a gist. Ageism is real, but it's not universal. The best way forward seems to be staying curious, keeping your skills fresh, and seeking out teams and companies that truly value experience over stereotypes. If you are navigating your career at any age, it's a reminder to focus on environments where your contributions are appreciated, not just your birth date. Every time you choose a SaaS tool, you pay in research time and mental overhead. What you learn about one service rarely helps you with the next. Once you sign up and hand over your email and credit card, you are already committed, even before you have written a line of code. Then comes the real headache: integrating those tools with your stack. Are they compatible with your workflow? Can you even run them locally or stub them out in test? Suddenly, you have to juggle complex configuration logic for production, staging, and local environments. No matter how much you try to avoid it, you are locked in. Swapping services, even open source or self-hosted ones, means rewriting big chunks of your code base. The pitch is don't reinvent the wheel, but every service is a little contract, a new dependency, and it softly shifts your architecture. The answer? Instead of picking individual services, consider platforms that offer everything like Cloudflare or Supabase, with everything speaking the same language and living under one roof. You dodge those hidden taxes and regain your flow. In the end, it's your code and creativity that matter most, not the framework or vendor you use.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.